penny for your thoughts, Andy, Justin said at breakfast one Saturday morning. Andy looked up. Sometimes Big Brother said confusing things, like right now. A penny? Andy wrinkled her eyebrows. For what? But she perked up. A penny could buy lemon drops. Or taffy candy. Yum. Justin laughed. I just meant that I want to know what you're thinking. You're very quiet this morning. Justin was right about that. Andy always tried to be quiet at the table. That was the rule. Grown-ups talked. Children were quiet. Unless somebody spoke to them first. Justin was already grown up. So was Chad. And Mitch nearly was. They always had lots to talk about, so Andy had lots of practice being quiet. No talking at the table made it easy for Andy to daydream. Andy liked to daydream about riding Taffy someday. When her baby horse grew up, Andy dreamed about riding Taffy in a real race. Taffy would win, of course. Then everybody would clap. And Andy would win a blue ribbon. Hooray for Taffy! Only right now, Andy's daydreams were not so enjoyable. A boy named Johnny was picking on her at school. Andy could not get thoughts of that mean bully out of her head. A penny for your thoughts, Justin said again. He laid a penny next to Andy's plate of pancakes. Andy looked around the breakfast table. Her mother and sister and brothers were all waiting and smiling. Even bossy Chad was smiling. I was thinking about Johnny, Andy said at last. He's the meanest boy in the whole entire school. He's only 8, but he's meaner than the big boys. Johnny is a bully, Andy's big sister Melinda said. He's got a slingshot, Andy said in a rush. She didn't want Melinda to tell everything. At recess, he finds acorns and tries to hit birds. And he chews paper and... Andy made a face. He shoots disgusting spitballs with that thing. Johnny was mean in other ways, too. He chased the girls with snakes. He put frogs in the water bucket. He pushed children down. He even pushed Andy down once. But Andy pulled his hair after that. Now Johnny left her alone. Some of the time. Andy knew Mother would not like to hear about the hair pulling. It was not ladylike to pull hair. Not even a bully's hair. So Andy didn't say that part out loud. Instead, she picked up the penny and said, I'm not scared of that mean Johnny, not even a teensy bit.
Then why are you thinking about him? Chad asked.
Andy shrugged. I don't know. I can't stop. Chad grinned.
I know what will help you stop thinking about mean boys.
What? Andy asked.
I have something important to do, he said, and I need your help.
Andy didn't answer. Sometimes Chad needed help with chores, like cleaning out her pony stall, or picking weeds from Mother's flower garden, or filling the wood box. Andy did not want to do chores this morning. She wanted to play with Taffy. So she just looked at Chad. She didn't even smile.
You can help me take Taffy away from Snowflake, Chad told her. It's time she grew up.
Andy's mouth fell open. Take Taffy away from her mama? No, she hollered, jumping up from her chair. Taffy's too little.
Andrea, Mother said, please do not shout at the table.
Andy slumped back into her seat. Sorry, Mother.
Taffy is big and strong, Chad said. She doesn't need her mother's milk anymore.
Andy scowled when she heard that. Chad kept talking.
Taffy's been away from Snowflake before. Don't you remember? You and Riley got lost and ended up with the Indians.
But that was just for one night, Andy said. And when we got home, Taffy wouldn't leave Snowflake. She didn't even want me to lead her around. Not for a long time. Andy took a deep breath. So, I don't think she wants to try that idea again.
She's ready to do this, Chad said.
He was not smiling now. Taffy is my very own horse,
Andy huffed. I get to decide when she's ready to do things.
No, little sister, Chad said. I decide when she's ready.
Andy felt all shivery inside. Poor Taffy. She would be lonely for her mother.
Please wait a little bit longer, Andy begged.
Chad shook his head. I have time this weekend. It will only take a few days.
But a big lump was sticking in Andy's throat.
Chad stood up. He dropped his napkin on the table. You can help me, Andy, he said. Or you can stay out of my way. It's your choice.
I don't like that choice, Andy thought. But she kept the talking back to herself.